Hello, everyone, and thanks for listening to the Quality Hub, chatting with ISO experts. I'm your host, Xavier Francis, and I'm here with Suzanne Strasser, VP of Consulting and Development here at Core Business Solutions. She's been on many times before, one of our fan favorites. So glad you could be with us again.
Glad to be back.
Today's show is entitled, This Email Could Have Been a Meeting. And we're going to talk about integrating ISO 9001 into your daily operations. And Suze is here to share her expertise with us. But before we dive into the topic, let's get to know Suze a little better. Can you share a little bit about your journey and everything you do here for us at CORE?
Sure. My background has always been in quality and finance, kind of back and forth. And I helped get a company certified to ISO 9001 in the mid-90s. So I've seen how the standard has evolved over time mm-hmm. and become a lot more accessible to smaller businesses, which is fantastic. And so I'm always primarily looking at process improvement and ways to make things better for the small companies that we work with.
Well, thanks for being here again. We're talking about a company that's gotten ISO or AS certified, and now we're looking at how they're going to integrate their quality management system into daily operations. How would you begin with doing that?
Well, Xavier, one way to start to do that is to integrate these concepts into normal, everyday business meetings. So there's actually a clause in the standard that says you should do this, which says ensuring the integration of the quality management system requirements into the organization's business processes. Yikes.
That's broad, but yes, a whole lot too.
But really, the requirements for management review, for example, don't really say that this is a meeting at all, let alone a separate standalone once a year meeting, which some organizations still do. But the requirements really say that top management needs to review the management system and all the specific inputs and outputs, and that you need documented information or records as evidence that you did this.
I know when we talked with Joe Hill about management review mm-hmm. A couple weeks ago, that was enlightening, I think, to a lot of us that this doesn't necessarily have to be a meeting.
Correct.
That is management review meeting. You can do some of that, but like you're saying, you need to incorporate it into everything.
Yeah. And along with management review, there are other requirements, you know, communication requirements for a number of topics that people need to be aware of. And so that's part of this as well.
What are some of the specifics of how you can integrate this into existing meetings and maybe other avenues of communication?
Sure. Let's start with some of the intuitive ones. Leadership has an obligation to communicate several things. So top management has to ensure that responsibilities and authorities for folks are assigned and communicated and understood within the organization. And they need to promote improvement and the process approach and risk-based thinking.
And that's across the board, too.
Absolutely.
Every department needs to start yep. thinking about that stuff.
And you have to think about customer satisfaction. So, you know, I read all these as the fact that leadership needs to talk about them to everybody. Mm-hmm. So for awareness, people who work in the QMS also need to know about the quality policy and the objectives that are relevant to their jobs, how they contribute to the effectiveness of the QMS, and including benefits of improved performance, you know, duh.
Yeah, and continued improvement.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what happens when they don't mm-hmm. adhere to the QMS? There should be some kind of
implication. Is it a fixing the process so they are starting to pay attention to the quality management system, or can it be more drastic?
You don't want to go too drastic, but mm-hmm. Sometimes you end up doing that, but I always look at the process first, obviously. Yeah,
always look at the process, not the person.
Not the person, right. So all these things that I just talked about could be communicated through normal meetings or other communication channels, and it doesn't have to be a meeting. So if you do onboarding or have monthly staff meetings or do annual performance reviews or have Teams channels like we do mm-hmm. yep. or newsletters, these are opportunities to slot each of those topics into normal communication vehicles. And, you know, we actually use a communication plan matrix that we, you know, use with our customers.
Yeah, I know we developed that here at CORE and share that yeah. with our customers.
And that just kind of helps work out who's going to talk about what when. But for these kind of topics, it's pretty easy to see how they can become part of the normal process.
Yeah. I mean, you're incorporating it and was it take credit for what you're already doing
right.
kind of thing. Just enhance, change it a little bit so you're getting the things that you need for your quality management system stuck in there as well.
Right.
Which is probably some stuff you're already doing, just doing it more formally mm-hmm. or with minutes or something like that, mm-hmm. correct? That you have the actual proof that, yeah, we talked about that.
Yes. Yep.
So you try to tie as much of this into normal communication vehicles like we just talked about and meetings. How does this affect doing a management review, quote unquote? I'm doing air quotes there. Management review. Yeah.
Well, where people struggle a bit is doing this with management review inputs and outputs, because there's a fair amount. The requirements say that you have to cover things like your previous action items, you know, changes in internal and external issues, the effectiveness of your processes, you know, and then a bunch of trends like customer satisfaction, your quality objectives, nonconformities and corrective actions. There's a whole laundry list, right?
That's a lot. You may or may not have already been looking at some of this stuff, but you need to do it a little bit more formally and show what you're going to address you're going to address it, right?
Yes. And there are some things that companies automatically look at, like resource needs. Of course, you're going to do that. How your suppliers are doing. So those things are already part of your normal fabric.
Right. It's almost like you're taking a more proactive approach versus a reactive approach. So you're looking for opportunities for improvement. You're looking for things that you can change that are going to make things better, not, oh, we need to react to make something better because of a risk.
Right. And I've always said management review in general is a step back from the day-to-day. Mm-hmm. So you're not in the weeds. You're at a higher level looking at how effective your processes are and how effective your management team is. So doing that in a normal daily meeting sometimes is a challenge.
Some things you have to gather. You have to gather the metrics to be able to look at it as a group.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be something that you have been doing at a bigger meeting, or maybe you have it. Mm-hmm. So now you need to do an add-in meeting from a management review standpoint, saying, okay, we're going to look at these trends, this data that we weren't looking at before.
Right.
Or maybe you incorporate in something you're already doing and then start saying, let's add a few points to that. So we're looking at the risks and opportunities mm-hmm. and other things that the standard requires.
Yeah, you want to take advantage of the system that you've put in place.
Yeah,
I mean, goodness, you've spent a time and money on this. So you can't just cast it aside or pull it out, you know, once a year before the audit.
Right.
You should really incorporate it into your operations.
Right.
That's
what's going to help you drive continual improvement.
Yes.
That makes sense. Well, there is a lot of things like we just said that you kind of have to look at from a management review. How do you do it without just, okay, we have our 6-month management review meeting. Oh, we have our 4-month management review meeting. Oh, like you just said, we're audited in a month and a half. We should probably look at this stuff. How can you really do it without those separate meetings?
Well, to me, there are, I think, 3 ways to do it apart from having a standalone meeting. The first would be that in the course of your normal management meetings, you know, like I said before, you certainly are talking about resources, improvements, metrics, customers, you know, so on. So you could document those meetings that you already have and then develop a crosswalk to show when and where you've covered the topics that you're required to. Of course, you'd have to ensure that you covered all the requirements at the end of whatever cycle you've defined. So every
almost
quarter,
almost look at what you do in your meetings now and
yes.
check off. Okay, yeah, this is covered in this. Oh, we haven't done this yet. We need to add that.
It's a little dicey when you try to pull it together for an audit. I will say I have done it that way. So an easier approach would be to have the management review agenda handy, and then when you talk about these topics, just fill in your minutes.
Okay.
And then at the end of the cycle, you could see what hasn't been covered and then, you know, pull the gang together to fill in the blanks.
Right. So you're just touching on what the few things that you haven't already.
Yeah. And then a third option would be to use your management review agenda as the basis for standing meetings going forward and then add in any other topics that come up. I like this approach a lot because I found that most items fit in the agenda. And it's a way to make the QMS the centerpiece rather than a separate thing. You get into a rhythm, you know, and you actually consider using other aspects of your QMS.
Well, that makes sense because you're trying to communicate it and you're incorporating something new. If you're going to focus on that, that's going to help you gain the benefits of doing it. So why not make it the centerpiece?
Right. And for example, you might be talking about a repetitive issue. And if you have the agenda in front of you, you may say, hey, wait a minute, this might warrant a corrective action.
Mm-hmm.
And make it more embedded into your current discussions.
Sometimes you're just having a meeting, you're like, hey, here's a problem. Okay. We know there's a problem. The standard says you need to take some step to correct that.
Yes.
And look at it to fix the problem, not mm-hmm. just know it's there. I see this is really a combination of taking advantage of what you're already doing, adding some points that you need to discuss. It's probably more manageable.
It is.
Do you have any stories or examples of clients or customers that really found a unique way of tying their management review into their current meetings and processes?
Yeah, actually, I have two that I've thought about. One happened this week. As a matter of fact, we met with a customer yesterday who have a standing weekly quality meeting, with the whole group there, and they did their first management review. So what they've decided to do is every month, once a month out of their weekly meeting, they're going to switch to the management review agenda, talk about that, and then kind of switch back to their normal weekly topics.
So they're going to take one of the 4.25 meetings a month.
Sure. Yeah.
And make it into, sorry, that's breaking everything down in the metrics. No, but they're going to take one of their four meetings.
Yeah. With the same group. So mm-hmm. that's terrific. So continuity, mm-hmm. They'll know what they've talked about, from a quality standpoint on a weekly basis, and then they can incorporate that into the management review topic.
All right. And they can also bring in, okay, this is our week that we're going to cover a little bit more detail, maybe bring in some of the process owners. That
right.
need to be there.
It's funny you said like that because they actually noted yesterday that the purchasing person wasn't in the meeting. And so they were going to start bringing them.
Okay. Yeah. So they're being aware of what we need to add to that meeting to make it.
Yeah. I thought that was a really good approach.
That's great. Yeah, that's great. You said you had another example?
I do. It's actually us. So, we're 9001 and 27001 certified. And so we have to undergo the same processes as well. And we do there's a lot of agenda items between the two standards that we have to cover. So we do a, longer meeting to bring the executive team together. But Brian Smith, who is our director of consulting, who's been on here several times.
He's been on here several times, yep.
He's started doing a consulting mini management review once a month, which covers a number of the topics that we, need to cover. Mm-hmm. And then quarterly, we bring Scott in to review status. So that really does count as towards our management review.
Okay.
And it's stuff that we really need to talk about as a consulting team.
Right. And I guess it's also one of those things that via department, you can start looking at it. Maybe you're doing a management review type thing for each department, and then you can
correct.
Put somebody in that, like what the one group was doing once a month, okay, here's a person that's going to come forward and talk about that in the management review meeting.
Right. But we feel like we're responsible for a number of aspects in the quality system. So, metrics, documentation, are there things that are expired? Have we gotten any complaints? Things like that we should be talking about anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's part of the requirements to do that. So.
Right, right. And with us being, but consultants are our front line, mm-hmm. that makes sense for us to have a lot of that stuff right there. Talking about customer satisfaction, talking about things like that need to be addressed.
Absolutely.
Via the standard. Well, this has been great. I really do appreciate it. You always bring such a wealth of experience and knowledge here. I mean, that might
be. Are you saying I'm old?
No, never. No. Would I imply it?
I say it sometimes. So it's okay.
I think we both grew up when we had carry lunch boxes that had a. Cool characters on them.
Partridge Family.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'm that old, Xavier. Yeah.
Well, thanks again for being here. This has been great. Always a pleasure. And we also want to thank everybody who's listened to the podcast today. We hope it's been informative for you. And please be sure to subscribe to our channel so you can check out the next quality podcast when it's released. Have a great day.